Welcome to the Northeast Notables Podcast, the best way to travel, discover new music, and hear exclusive interviews from the best small musicians in the Northeast. I'm your host, Jill Plant. All right, today we're going to be back in my home state, Connecticut, talking to Mandala. These guys are literally one of the best bands in Connecticut, and I highly suggest you listen to this full episode because they have a big announcement. Today we're going to start off the episode by talking a little bit about the reality of living in Connecticut. Everybody thinks that we are rich here, and let me tell you, I am not rich at all. I work about 40 hours every week on top of being a full-time student and extracurriculars and trying to run my own like little media production business. And then trying to have a social life, which is like a joke because I come home, do more work, and then sleep. Now, the only like really rich towns in Connecticut are Norwalk, Fairfield, Greenwich, Reading, Mystic, basically anything on the shoreline. So we have Yale University in Connecticut too. Yale is located in New Haven, Connecticut, and New Haven is one of the scariest places in Connecticut. And it's unfortunate because New Haven used to be one of the most amazing places in the world. But unfortunately, it's gone down quickly because the cost of living in Connecticut is just so expensive. So next time you are jealous of a Yale student, just remember that they have to live in New Haven. And New Haven is not that great at all. But what is great is that Connecticut has the best pizza. Do not let New York fool you. Connecticut has the best pizza by far. One of our pizza places here, called Frank Pepe's, was actually voted number one in the whole country. In the town that I live in, we have literally four pizza places. And I think there's another one coming in. I really do not know why Connecticut people love their pizza so much. I've heard people say that it's like the water that we have here in Connecticut. But I don't know. I think we all just really love cheese and bread. I mean, who doesn't? But for in Connecticut, it's like a next level. Lastly, we love our Dunkin' Donuts here. Now, you might think that Boston loves Dunkin' more than us, but in Connecticut, you cannot go, like in the whole state, you could drive around the whole state and find a Dunkin' Donuts within a mile of you. People are so mean to the poor Dunkin' Donuts employees, and they deserve so much better. So if you're in Connecticut, or literally just anywhere, just be nice to your customer service people. I work in customer service, and it just makes my day when someone's actually nice to me at work. Alright, so that was literally the longest intro I've ever done. So let's get into the music. I am so excited. This week, we're doing Mandala. This is one of my favorite bands of all time. Since 2016, I've seen them way too many times to count. They go hard literally every time at every show. It's just so much fun. The energy is amazing. And they are about to put out a new album. So we're going to hear a little bit about that. But right now, we are going to hear their song, Bowery and Bleecker, from their EP called Damsel in Defense.
But I'm thinking about all the times we shared when we were young and unaware. Thinking about all the times when home became somewhere. You are there, pretty sky of mine. I watched you fade before my eyes. When did you fall out and can I still change your mind? Let's have a look at all the photographs that I know you took. Virgo sun in Pisces rise. This retrograde, it's got me wild. But I'm thinking about you. But I'm thinking about you.
but I'm thinking about all the times we shared when we were young and unaware. Thinking about all the times when home became somewhere you are there. Pretty sky of mine, I watched you fade before my eyes. When did you fall out and can I still change your mind?
My name is Morgan, and I sing mostly in Mandala.
I'm Sean Connolly. I play drums in Mandala. We also have not present with us Abe Zab, who does guitar and backing vocals. We have Matt Rosano on the bass. And we have, every once in a while, various people that play lead guitar for us. those people are Chris Desiderio and others.
So how'd you guys meet?
So Abe and I started the band in high school around 2014, going into 2015, with three people that we knew from high school. And then they decided that music wasn't really what they wanted to do anymore when we were like starting to go to college and stuff. And Abe and I just were a two-piece for a little while. Fate came upon us. We met Chris. We met Matt because we needed a touring bassist while we were playing with Chris. And then the four of us got really serious about it. And Sean was kind of just like, I really want to be in this band. Like, please let me audition to be in this band, because him and Matt had known each other forever, growing up playing music together. And then from there, like, we became who we are as Mandala, probably around what?
It was August of 2016. That's when I joined the band. And like I said, I was always playing music with Matt. Matt joined the band and they took Matt on tour. And I was like, who's this band taking my friend on tour? We never got to tour, blah, 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 blah. So I was like, checked out Mandala, literally fell in love with the music, Valley People, the album off the bat. I was like, this is the coolest band in Connecticut. I have to be in this band. And I had the opportunity one day, joined the band, and we took off running ever since. I love being a Mandala.
Love that. So how did you guys come up with the name?
Abe actually came up with the name. Back in the day, we were like probably one of the only bands in Waterbury, at least that we knew of, like Waterbury, Connecticut, where we're from originally. And we were playing around. We were going to local shows at the Woodbury Music Shop, that area. And there was like a sign that wasn't the word Mandala. It was a different word. And Abe like just had this weird spiritual awakening moment where he was like, what if we made the band Mandala? And at the time we were like, yes, sure. And we never changed it, no matter what people say.
But we love Mandala.
Now, what's the right way to pronounce it?
I always pronounced it Mandala. I think that's the original way, but they also say it's...
We say Mandala.
Mandala.
But I think it's an accent thing.
Either or. Mandala, yeah. Mandala. Just not Mandela. Not Mandela. That happens sometimes. Or mandolin.
Mandolin. Love that. So how long did it take you guys to do the mirror music video? Because it was all like stop motion.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that was Abe. We did the live shots, but Abe personally did all of the stop motion stuff. I think it took Abe about 400 hours to do everything as far as creating it and editing it and doing the live shots. And we built our own set and everything. And we had all of our friends kind of help us out with cameras and stuff. And 400 hours by 24 hours is like 16 and a half days. So 16 and a half days of pure work. It took us a couple months to do something like that. So it took a long while of hard work, and we're super proud of that video. One of our better ones, I think.
I was looking at your other music videos, and for the Bowery and Bleecker one, why do you keep getting on stops? Like, it's just street signs. Like, there's like multiple, like, it's not just one, it's multiple.
The song like was written in one of my first apartments that I got in New York, like my first like real apartment as an adult. And it was kind of like the turning point for the band. We were all like going to college, like becoming 21, being able to play shows like at a bar. And I was like playing ukulele one day, and Abe had surprised me and come up to New York to visit me. And he kind of like helped me arrange it. And then from there, it like took off. So for the music video, it was really important to me that it be relative to spots that were really important to me and like becoming who I am now in Mandala. So it's on Bowery and Bleecker, and it's on 16th and 1st. And then it's just in areas all in between there, because that's really where like I made my fondest memories, where we had some of our first shows down there besides Brooklyn.
So how do you guys write your music, and do you do anything unique as artists to make your music like stand out from others?
There are a few ways that we write our music, but they usually only come of these ways. One of us, either like me, Abe, or Chris, will be like, I have this full song, or I have this melody, let's write something, or we'll come together and do like a little 2-3 piece thing. There are days when we are having band practice and we just write a full song together, like in that moment. Or there are days when like during the pandemic, we used to have to write over Zoom and stuff. And we used to just like, I was in New York and they would all be at their houses in Connecticut, and we would just play with a little lag. But usually it's like one of us will start it kind of like a little seed, and then like we meet as a group and figure out the rest of the instrumentation. We usually have our I don't want to tell the people this, our hardest time usually is bridges, because like, as you asked, how do we try to stand out? We just really let the music come from our heart and soul and let it flow. And then like, we just try not to do the same thing over and over again. And honestly, like these dudes are really great musicians in terms of like genre. I think we're a very genre blending band, but when they do a genre, they do it justice. So I think we try to also incorporate that as well into our writing. Like if something's going to be done, like we want to do it right.
Yeah. Always starts from a seed, and from there it's pretty organic and natural. And, you know, anything we ever play is just, you know, just something that from the back of our head that we like, or kind of reminds us of something that we listened to as a kid growing up or something. And we want to emulate that just naturally through the music. It's very organic usually, but it always stems from like somebody's personal light going off seed.
What do you guys miss most about live shows?
Everybody out there.
Yeah, just well, like we are gonna put out this record sometime this year, and we have barely played the songs live for people, and that's usually how we do. Like we're a live band, so like we'll play a new song, and even if there's only like 5 people there, they're like, yo, that new song was sick. Like that counts, because it means that like people that like us are listening to the new stuff that we're putting out.
Yeah, we usually get a lot of feedback or something, or just like, you know, we try out a lot of new songs on tour and things like that, you know, with our old stuff. And yeah, I mean, if it hits really well, then that's a keeper, you know, but we haven't had any of that. So the songs that we're into, sometimes people might not be into those. And the ones that we don't think are that cool, maybe like people love those. So we can't tell you at all. So it is kind of a game we're playing where we don't know what to expect, and the audience doesn't know what to expect. But it's kind of cool because it's the first time that's ever happened for us.
Where's your like favorite place to play in Connecticut or New York or wherever?
My personal favorite place to play in Connecticut is probably the State House in New Haven.
New Haven, that's a great venue. The Space Ballroom, like any of those really cool venues, like State House or Space Ballroom, they give you such a great opportunity to go up there and do your thing. Or a Space Ballroom, you usually open up for some really well-known acts and get some great exposure. And the State House is a wonderful, welcoming place where you can kind of put on your own show and have your own kind of hometown crowd go crazy and do the thing. And you feel like a rock star playing at that place, for real. As far as outside of Connecticut, I mean, we love playing every place. I mean, the places that people go craziest are the places that we really like to do because we're crazy people. And but like Philadelphia, New Jersey, New York, I mean, the whole East Coast goes crazy, but I would say Philadelphia are our homies.
What can we like expect to hear on the new album?
A lot of good stuff, hopefully. I mean, it's definitely a completely different, I don't want to say direction. It's going to be a completely different vibe than what we've put out in the past. I think for one, we just have been putting a lot more time in the studio and really like cultivating how it sounds.
Structure wise and things like that, just working on the structure and just making it sound the best possible song, and the times that we want to jam out and rock out, we extend those and make those really intricate. And when we want to simplify and boil the songs down to the best essence of, you know, just the best song ever, then we do that, you know. So we got different instrumentations on the stuff. We do have some horns, we have some, you know, keyboards and things like that, some synthesizers this time around. So there's some sort of electronic influence on this upcoming project.
Yeah, we've got some.
We still got the guitars.
Ones.
Don't worry, we still got the guitars. We still got the soaring vocals. We got the good hooks. We got all that stuff coming at you. And we actually have some really old songs that we have some new stuff that we wrote a couple weeks ago in 15 minutes. And we have songs that have been around for 5 years that are finally emerging and putting out there on the best recorded level. So I think it's going to be a big project too. It's going to be a lot of songs than what we usually put out because we've had time to do that. And super exciting for us. I think it's a really ambitious project. It's something that people should definitely be looking out for, because when we drop it, it's going to be something really cool for sure. We're going to make sure of it.
What are your like favorite songs that you've written that you like to play, like live or whatever?
Favorite songs we've written?
Yeah.
Process wise, I would have to say Motel Lobby still to this day. That was a crazy process. That song used to be called Stairway to Dank, right?
That was the working title. Yeah. Stairway to Dank, not Motel Lobby. That's the safe title.
Favorite song to perform is either Bowery and Bleecker or Waiting Here for You When It's on the Money.
Yeah, I really like, that's her favorite. I really like playing David Brown. We get the jam, everybody goes crazy to that one. I love playing the songs that people really, really love. Like Don't Pretend, I love playing I'm Not Mad. It's always like a climactic thing when you finish that song. Everybody just feels so good. It's usually the end of the show song too. So not that like I want to end the show, but it's just it's a good closer. And it's the one that everybody sings and goes crazy for. And there's no better feeling than people singing your songs and giving out the energy and us giving it back to them. It's playing live's the best. And we hope to bring that energy to this new record as well. This new record's really popping. It's rocking.
Yeah, it's like really awkward when I'm at my house, like just watching like when you guys do the live streams, like me like singing along in my room, like me and Rio,
yeah,
like
coming. We're doing that and like nobody's watching, nobody's there, you know? So it's like, we got to trust that everybody's home doing dancing on their bed or something.
Yeah, like me and Rita will like dance in her room and like my parents are like, shut up.
Like, I'm dollars on, we can't.
I know. And then how can like people support you guys during quarantine or like lockdowns or whatever?
This is a tough question because you can obviously do the usual. You can buy our music and you can buy our merchandise, which is on our website. But as of right now, we're going to try and maybe in the future do either some like paid live streams where like tickets are like $5 to $10 and we'll be on with like another like band.
Yeah, we'll make a really special occasion and things like that.
Cool.
We might, we'll let out the secret. We might do some COVID safe personal shows where you can Venmo us maybe a couple dollars. We'll figure that out down the line, but we'll show up at your house. And we'll play a couple songs for you. Give us the address, give us a little bit of bread and we'll show up and sing your favorite songs you pick, you know? So
I just like pulling up in a U-Haul.
Yeah, just like pulling up in a car and just getting out some acoustic guitars and singing your favorite Mandala songs. I mean, getting a little desperate low key for but you know, we're just trying to think outside of the box. I think this is a decade of adapting to the life that we're given right now.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
As musicians. Yeah. So anything to keep people engaged and happy and
anything
also
helps.
Help us out. Yeah. Anything helps. So once anything helps to keep the ball rolling is what we're saying.
Where can we listen to your music and where can we follow you guys?
You can listen to our music on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, SoundCloud, Amazon, Bandcamp, mainly everything, TikTok, whatever you can stream on. We're on YouTube and stuff. Most of our songs are on there.
Yep. You can find all of our physical stuff on our website, www.mandalact.com. Find all of our physical merch, CDs, music videos, all that good stuff. It's all right there on the website. Definitely check that out.
Yeah. And then to follow us, you just follow us at MandalaCT on literally everything, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube,
Facebook. Don't forget about Facebook.
I guess so.
I do. Oh, okay.
Come down to what it's about. I'm so easily found.
Alrighty, guys, thank you for listening to the fifth episode of the Northeast Notables podcast. That was Heavy Sleeper by Mandala. Make sure you go and check them out at Mandala CT, like everywhere. When I graduated high school, right after the ceremony, there was a Mandala show that night, and I actually showed up in my cap and gown, fresh off the stage from graduation, to that show. That show was amazing. It was great to just finally be like, I am no longer a high school student. And when WNYO can have concerts again, you know I'm going to be bribing Mandala to come up and play for us because they are amazing. If you're in Oswego, make sure you listen to the radio at 88.9. That's WNYO's station. You'll be able to hear some fire tunes. And if you're literally anywhere else, just go to WNYO889.org and click one of the two radio streams we got. They're always playing some good music, or there's actual people on the air talking because they are allowed back in the studio now. I'm at my house still, but I'll be there in the fall. And I will be back next week with a new band. I have not decided which one is next yet, but it's either going to be Twiddle from Vermont or some other band. I don't know. But keep a lookout for that, I guess. And these outros are just literally getting more and more awkward as the episodes go on. So I'm just going to say bye, have a good one, and I'll talk to you later.